Welcome to Sustain This, a podcast where we discuss mindful consumption, personal style, and the quest for living a more intentional life. I'm Alyssa, a sustainable stylist.
And I'm Christina, a shopaholic turned minimalist-ish.
And I'm Sina, a color consultant and slow fashion style coach.
Together, we will unpack the nuances of what it really means to be a conscious consumer and find more joy in what we have right now. So grab your tea, your coffee, or whatever floats your boat and join us in the conversation. Let's go.
Yay.
Yay.
Welcome back to a brand new episode. We are going to be diving into Pinterest today. I love Pinterest. Pinterest obsessed.
Yeah, me too. But let's ask why. Why doesn't the photo look the way it does on me? Why don't
exactly.
I look like the Pinterest photo when I recreate the outfit?
That's the question.
What's not translating?
That's what we're going to talk about today.
I think there are different reasons to that. Obviously, like, you know, unique traits and your features are not necessarily the same as the other the picture of the person that you're looking at. So proportions, for example, might not be the same. I definitely think like proportions and body shape is like one thing. I think sometimes you become so blind mm-hmm. and drawn to a certain aesthetic on a photo that you kind of forget to think about, how is this going to look on my body? And then when you try it on, it's like, okay, well, it doesn't hang the same way on my body as the person in the picture.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know what? Sorry, I want to... Alyssa, I'm really curious of your take on this because you have a whole workshop where you basically have a whole group of people recreate the Pinterest photo.
Yeah.
And I don't think your angle is ever about replicating the exact picture.
No.
So I feel like it's a really healthy way to use Pinterest and like take those aesthetic photos that you're really drawn to and like finding ways to translate it on yourself without feeling like you need to be a carbon copy.
Yeah.
Because I think the whole thing about like recreating outfit inspo is sometimes it does feel shitty when it's like, well, why doesn't this look the way it looks on me? Or sometimes it even creates this pressure to be like, well, my shirt that I have is not good enough. More fireworks. What does that say?
The pressure.
I don't know. Maybe pressure. Like it kind of creates this, because I felt this in the past. It was kind of just like, well, I'm recreating this look and this is like a really great healthy exercise and I'm trying to change my relationship with my wardrobe and my consumption and how I see things on the internet that inspire me. But sometimes when I do recreate the look, it doesn't look the way it looks in the photo. And then it makes me think, well, I need to go out and buy this because this is not right. Or do I need to change this about my body? Is it a fit or is she just skinny? Right. Like, so I feel like because you facilitate this Shop Your Closet and that's kind of the whole premise of the workshop, how have you sort of, you know, changed that association and like how do you just make it a fun thing where you're just shopping your closet?
Yeah. Great question. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's so tough because I think there's so many pieces to the answer of that question.
Yeah.
I think the first is, there's a whole bunch and they're all equally important. I think the first will always be to start. I say this every time with a broken record. The first is to really start training your mind and your eye to see clothing as elements of style. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So like these things like Sina was, like texture, proportion, color, and it takes a lot of practice. But I think as soon as you start like decoupling an outfit or a garment or anything from like itself and you start seeing it as, okay, like these aren't Adidas track pants. This is a rich color green that has a lot of saturation and a baggy silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as you stop seeing the Adidas track pant and you see the slouch, the texture, the color, then your brain becomes less concerned and you become less concerned with
that specific.
I need the track pant. I need the thing.
Yeah.
This is my style. So that's the first piece is that whole like technical ability to just retrain your brain, which I think is really important. And that takes practice like over and over and over again. That's why we do these workshops like all the time.
Yeah.
But the other piece is, I think going into it, and this is the hardest part, is going into it with the mindset of, A, I don't want to look like this person because this person is not me and I want to be me.
I love that.
The end. Like, why do you want to be another person? And this is like, to your point when it's like, is it a fit or is she skinny? It's like, this is the question that we've brought up before, is like, do I like what this person is wearing or do I like the person who she is portraying as she is in this outfit? Yeah,
going back to the fantasy like self. Vibe? Kind of thing.
And the aura and who you are. And it's like, so even if you went home, say the person, like, I think there are times when, like, I've had clients who have been like, this girl has my body type. I bought all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And yet.
Doesn't feel right.
That technically, it should fit my body. It should fit my coloring. La, la, la.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel right because you didn't come up with the outfit. You didn't put any piece of yourself into the creation of this outfit.
Yes.
So even if visually, maybe you look good, but like, you're not going to feel, you're not
you're never going to wear it again, probably, because it's like, it didn't feel.
So when it comes to the workshop, I think it's funny because we get a lot of returning, guests who come.
Yeah.
And we've seen the evolution because you can submit your photo, you can submit your interpretation of the look. And we've seen the evolution of people who at one point, and like at the beginning, they would shop their closet with what they already have, which was, which was great, but they would try to carbon copy the look so much that, for example, if there was a look that had waist definition, but they didn't own a belt or they didn't tuck things in, they would grab a scarf and like tie the scarf around their waist.
Right.
But that,
yeah.
Do you like the waist definition?
And do you like the way it looks with the scarf?
And do you like the way it looks with the scarf? No, probably not. So it's not about
creating the carbon copy.
It's not about the carbon copy. It's about picking out the elements that you want. And then as these women have kind of evolved over their time, and we've seen the same, she's like, F the waist definition, you know, like shirts untucked, dresses A-line, but she adds the definition somewhere else in a pointed shoe or a structured bag.
Yeah,
I love that.
So it's the elements of style is huge and identifying which are the ones that you like for you. And also just finding a way to like appreciate what you bring to the fit above. Above all
wow. That's like, mic drop. Where are the fireworks for that? Oh my God, I love it.
Thwarted by AI.
I think that's such an important point of bringing yourself into the fit. So obviously there's something about it that inspires you. And I think I talk a lot about inspiration versus aspiration. So I feel like, you know, aspiring is, there's nothing wrong with that. And, but I think at the same time, at least for me, I would often take it as like, I would almost kind of say like, she's got it and I don't, or like, I'm not quite there yet. So I would always find kind of like some way to like bring myself beneath the inspiration and like, and aspire to be that. But that doesn't like, that's not a healthy way of looking at it. And I think inspiration is much more, it's much more kind, it's much more healthy, it's much more sustainable, because you can take those elements that inspire you and adopt those, but keep yourself in it. So I think that, I feel like aspiring almost replaces yourself, but inspiring to me keeps you, it maintains you in it. I think
that's really well put. Also,
because I would find like with Pinterest, I would just like, I would need to be, I would do the carbon copy thing, or I would be like, I need this exact piece from this exact brand, or this fit is not working. But even when I got the exact piece from the exact brand, it still wouldn't work, because I agree. And I think that's the missing piece, is like, where am I in this fit? And obviously, like, maybe you are in there a little bit because there's something that draws you to it aesthetically, but how do you, I think this is where like having your style words and like knowing what your aesthetic is like really important, because that's how you like add that little bit of spice that's you.
Yeah.
So wow, that's like
that was also very mind-blowing. Oh, the inspiration versus aspiration.
Yeah, I like that piece. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw a post on fashionist psychology, which I can't help but think of, especially now that we're talking about keeping you part of the equation. We're going to link it in the show notes. It's a reel that they shared where they kind of talk about how trends cycle, but they also talk about the fact that people are very obsessed with naming a certain style and claiming a certain style, or even claiming to have
the core.
Yeah. The ballet core or like mod wife.
Clown core.
Yeah, exactly. That whole thing. Which is like, okay, well, it's all well and good. But you can't claim to have a certain style just by buying it or just by pinning it even on a Pinterest board or just by recreating a picture you saw on Pinterest. It doesn't necessarily make it your style, which I think, it just goes very well with what both of you just said, that it's so important that you remember yourself. Like, unless you get up and actually get dressed, all of the pictures that you keep pinning, like, is that really your style? Unless you're wearing it, and unless you're wearing it proudly and feeling like this represents me and this represents who I am. Which I think is a great, like, thought-provoking way of thinking about Pinterest, because I think a lot of us are very obsessed with Pinterest. I love Pinterest. Like, my husband was looking the other day and he was like, okay, you have like how many pins do I have? I can't really remember. Like hundreds and thousands of pins. And he's like, how can you even keep track of everything? And it's, well, it's an addiction. Yeah. Like, I love it. It's like a collector thing, you know? You collect things.
Yes.
Without buying.
It's curating.
Yeah, exactly.
Curating the mood board. Yeah.
But I think it's just really thought provoking, and it's a good reminder that you need to remember yourself in all of this.
I agree.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, I find Pinterest really interesting too, because it's kind of, to me, it's one of the very few forms of social media that actually gets you to take action on something though. Like, I find it to be something that's quite, I find most social media in general is kind of like a passive thing. Like, you just scroll and like, and then, you know, move on to the next thing. But like with Pinterest, like, you pin a recipe and then you go and like recreate the recipe, or you pin an outfit and you go and recreate the outfit. So it's kind of like the only app that I think translates from the ether of the internet to something that you can apply to your real life in a way. And so I think like this recreating the outfits thing, it's, to me, it's like not really about being disappointed by the fact that it doesn't look the exact same. It's encouraging you to take action and like stop looking for inspiration. And I think can be passive in many ways. So it feels like you're doing something by pinning these boards and like coming up with all of these ideas. But like when you actually take it and then try to apply it to your wardrobe and like put it on your body and try to like troubleshoot it and figure it out and apply it to your style, it's like the thing that encourages taking that action.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, I agree.
So it's a cool app. Like, I don't want to be like, oh,
I love Pinterest. Like, and also because, you know, as human beings, I think we've talked about that before, probably why so many of us like shopping is because we're collectors. And I think that's why I love Pinterest. Sometimes it feels like shopping, like when you're collecting images, reaffirming yourself and you're like, I'm pinning the exact same outfit that I'm wearing all the time, but it's okay because I love it. So it's kind of like a reassuring thing.
One of the questions I get a lot is, because I do a lot of recreating Pinterest photos on my social media, on TikTok and things, and I get a lot of questions of like, how do I actually find the photos to pin?
Yeah, like
how do I find the inspiration?
Yeah, you need to get started, so the algorithm can like help you. Style words.
So what do you, style words,
Getting to know, I think starting with your own wardrobe and figuring out like, who am I? What do I like wearing? Developing your style words that way first so that you know what to search for probably is really important, because you need to know if you have to search for minimal casual outfit or dramatic, romantic, or whatever it might be. You need to become aware of like style adjectives, I think, in order to really get off to a good start. And then I think the algorithm in time is going to help you. At least I feel for me, it does serve me relevant photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how what your approach is.
I agree. I would say it's like a two-prong. One, excuse me. So one is like, I know, I totally agree with you, actually. Like the way that you made that connection makes me think that's probably what I was doing all along. But I would have often, you know, I would type in minimal chic style or minimal street style or casual chic style summer, so let's say, because sometimes I'll filter it by season.
Yeah.
I do it in the summer a lot because I find summer dressing hard.
Yeah.
I find it so because it's just too hot to like wear anything.
Yeah.
But it's so basic. So oftentimes I'll include the adjectives that I'm looking for that I feel drawn to. So minimalist, chic, street style. Maybe now that I know sporty or sharp or like cool or edgy, I'll search for that and like things start to come up and then you can kind of refine from there. And I agree. Once you start pinning, it'll show you more photos that are similar to that can kind of help you get down that rabbit hole and find more outfits.
Yeah.
But the other thing I do, I agree, is like, let's say I know I want to wear my Adidas track pants. So I'll look up Adidas track pant outfit.
Yeah.
So I start with the piece that I have in mind because I think when we're getting dressed, I don't know about you, but I kind of always start with like a hero piece.
Yeah,
like there's a piece that I'm thinking about wearing and I want to wear it.
Even on a day to day, it takes like 2 seconds. It's like, okay, I want to wear these today.
Yeah.
Quickly do a search on Pinterest and then you have an outfit.
Totally.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Because I find for me personally, I like to use Pinterest to come up with new ways to wear old outfits because usually like if I find an outfit, I'll just like wear the same outfit over and over again. And that can kind of start to feel a bit stale. So this is like, how do you change up your style uniform that you love so it still feels fresh?
Yeah.
Do we want to get a little bit more into, is it a fit or is she just kidding?
Yeah. Or I even like the whole like inspiration versus aspiration thing because it's like, where do you draw the line between like the, because sometimes aspiration, you know, like the whole like dress for the job you want and close cognition, like it also can be like the pull that helps you level up your style.
I agree. Yeah.
So how do you navigate that? Like, how do you like decide like, okay, wait, is this inspo? Like, is this making me angry? Or is this something like I would like to achieve at some point?
Yeah. I don't know. I almost take that as like a tool to slowly evolve your style over time.
Oh, okay.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. So let's say maybe I want to wear like a frilly, I have that Ghani shirt in my head right now. You know, the Ghani,
the one like with puffy, the fake collar with frills around the,
not that one. Okay.
It's the puff
sleeves. And then we'll insert a photo on the sleeve on the screen. So it's a poplin shirt with like puffy sleeves, kind of a t-shirt. And then you could wear it open or it's got like three bows. That
up. Yes.
And it's like a little bit like a peplum kind of vibe. But is that the word?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It comes out.
So let's say I'm like kind of drawn to that. Then I might pin a lot of photos with like just that top in mind, but see how people are styling it. So maybe they are styling that top with Adidas track pants. Maybe they're styling it in like a kind of a sporty way. So I think it's kind of a tool that I would use to like see if I could envision myself wearing something that might be like outside of my comfort zone, maybe.
Cool.
Yeah. Before you even buy the piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I would do that too. Totally. But I think even then it's important to, I don't know, to keep yourself in mind, like you guys said before, like it's because it can still feel off.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like a similar thing to on the list, like say you've pinned this image with this Ghani shirt and like maybe in a few months you go back and you're like, okay, wait, does this still resonate with me? Or was that like a moment I was having?
Yeah. For that particular shirt, it's a moment I was having
right?
for sure.
Okay.
That one, cool. No, not for me.
But I kind of like how you said it's a tool to style evolution. I think that's really that's really smart, and that's like a healthy way of looking at it.
Yeah, to explore like a new you before you even like do it or even buy into it.
Testing it out.
Yeah.
Or even like playing with trends, right? Like leopard print is really hot right now, or leopard print pants, or even like a Mary Jane ballet flat, or those like transparent mesh shoes and stuff like that. Like, I just want to see how people are styling these things and kind of find ways if I am curious about it, if I'm drawn to it, how do I make this like a more forever piece in my style and in my wardrobe kind of thing? Or is it something like how you say, like, maybe it's not the puffy shirt that I'm drawn to. Maybe it's just like a poplin shirt, or that it's like oversized, or it's like, what is it about the proportion that I'm digging, that, or the contrast, like a masculine and feminine kind of thing.
The different mix of vibes.
Yeah. So how can you reinterpret that? So, because for me, it would be way out of my style to have like a puffy sleeve shirt. It really just is. And I think it would be a piece that maybe at one point I might convince myself to buy, but I think in the long run, it wouldn't
translate.
It would not survive the test of time in my wardrobe. Yeah. So I think helping you, so looking at that photo and breaking it down, I know it's the feminine thing that's drawing me. So how do I bring that in otherwise? Maybe it's like in curly tussled hair, or in like in lipstick, or
in like those shoes,
in a Mary Jane or something, right? Like, what are the other elements that I can bring in to kind of emulate the sense of contrast that I'm getting in this look otherwise?
That's exactly it.
I think and contrast is such a helpful tool to play with. I think when you're recreating the outfits, I think Pinterest too, like, instead of looking at these photos as like something, as an outfit that you want to recreate on a surface level just to like help you get dressed every day, but I think teaching yourself how you say to break down the elements of style, to break down why does this outfit work? Like, what is it about this outfit that's working that I'm drawn to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's such a skill to, to come up with.
It is a skill.
Yeah.
So how do you train your brain?
Yeah. And so how do you find photos for your Shop Your Closet events?
Oh, for the Shop, well, it kind of depends. It depends on the theme. Like, we'll usually have some sort of theme. So if it's like spring trends, then I'll just look up spring trends. It also depends on our guests too. Like, I don't pick the outfit specifically for the guest, but I do try and like
keep their style in mind.
Keep their style in mind. Not the people who buy tickets, but the people who we're like featuring. So I try and it's a bit of that. Yeah, that's how we do it for Shop Your Closet. Theme and guest, and then I don't know if there's anything else. Just a look that I try to pick looks that aren't too complex also, because everyone's at different levels of this game of learning about elements of style and breaking things out. But
we did a Shop Your Closet together in Copenhagen.
That's right. Yes, we did.
We should link that in the show notes.
Yes,
so people can link see that. Us in action, like how we all try
interpreted it.
Yeah, and how we try to bring in the elements of style, each of us, because it's going to be different depending on your style and your proportions and, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, and I really liked that exercise because we also had such a limited amount of piece. We had, we had so many constraints in recreating that outfit. Like, I think you chose a simple outfit, kind of maybe knowing our style and maybe knowing what resources we had to do it. But at the same time, like, there were still – we had to really get creative.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is a missing element of this whole piece. It's, again, not really being, like, how close to this outfit can I get, but more like, how do I flex my creativity? How do I have some fun with this?
You and know? How do I show my own personal style instead of just pretending to be someone
copying?
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. I find creativity is often like breeded in the grounds of limitation. In the grounds of limitation.
You're so right. I always feel like in the times of my life where I feel most overwhelmed, that's where I feel the biggest need to pare down my wardrobe and be like, okay, I just need my hero pieces and my
comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly. But I think the title was like, why does my outfit look like
or not look on
Pinterest?
Like,
but also just like, why is Pinterest so awesome? Why do you love Pinterest so much?
I also wonder if it's interesting, the title, why does my outfit not look like the Pinterest outfit? And I think maybe we should also be asking the question, like, why? Maybe we reframe the question and be like, why doesn't this outfit feel like the one on Pinterest? You know what I mean?
Why doesn't it feel like me? I think that's another way of getting to know your personal style, because I've seen like maybe not so much now, because I feel like there's a lot of focus on getting like personal style analysis, yes, and color analysis, yeah, and body mm-hmm. type analysis, which I think is really great because it all starts with you and your wardrobe. Whereas I think, you know, before, even just like a few years back, people would almost always say, you need to make a Pinterest board to figure out what you like wearing. Where it's, yes, like, well, isn't that a little bit backwards? Like, don't you want to first look at your own wardrobe and then, yeah, look at Pinterest, yeah, and how you can make both things work together, yeah, almost?
Yes. Yeah. Good point.
I'd almost think it, yeah, like you could even, I agree. I think 100% it starts with your wardrobe and then going to Pinterest, or you could almost even do it in tandem, because, yeah, I feel like,
it's kind of like the chicken and the egg.
It is the chicken and the egg. And it's almost like how far out of left field is your Pinterest board compared to what's already in your wardrobe anyway? Yeah. Like, I think there are scenarios where maybe you want to evolve your style, or like this is like you're really leaning into the fantasy. But I feel like a lot of times, like how we've been talking, you know, your wardrobe reflects often your three style words. It reflects your aesthetic. It reflects your life, your needs, oftentimes. So I think maybe just kind of comparing like how far removed your inspo board is compared to what you already have in your wardrobe. Mm. And then finding a way to maybe align the two a little bit. Like, I definitely like to use Pinterest as kind of like a mood board, and almost like as a shopping tool, again, to cultivate inspiration and like how I can incorporate new styles into my wardrobe, but in a way that it has longevity in mind. So, I definitely like to use it as like, I think it's like a helpful tool for that. But I think agree, like reframing the question, like why don't I look like the outfit? I feel like that's when it kind of, like it makes us think, for me, that question just makes me think so negatively. Like, it makes me think, like, why am I not as skinny as her? Or why is my hair not as long as her? Or why isn't my outfit as designer as that one? Right. And it just, like, I feel like that question really just breeds a lot of just shitty feelings that you don't want to feel when you're getting dressed. So I agree, reframing it, like, why doesn't this feel like me, is such a better question to ask. Mm. Or even playing off of that, like, how do I make this feel more like me?
Right.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing it makes me think of too is like, let's say you do recreate the photo and you're kind of like, well, all I have in my closet, like what I'm drawn to in this photo is like the silky flowiness of these like oversized pants, or like this oversized button up or something. And then maybe you notice that, well, all I have are fitted button-ups. So maybe that is a way to create an opportunity to see a gap in your wardrobe, because the recreation that you make doesn't quite feel what you want to feel. Mm. I think the thing, this is like a train of thought that
this
I'm
is great.
This is train of consciousness right now.
I love it.
But I'm kind of thinking almost like when you're looking at a photo, it's maybe it's not even the aesthetic, but it's like the feeling, right? Yeah. Like how would I communicate?
It's kind of like the dream of becoming that person in that photo almost.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's at least that's how I feel, you know, when you're like, okay, I have this holiday coming up, and like you're already starting to pin outfit ideas for that holiday, and you're already dreaming yourself away into that specific location and that specific setting, which I like. You know, it's you know, there's a difference between buying into it and like trying to be a fantasy self that you're not. But I also think that's what I really love about Pinterest, is that you get that kind of dream. I don't know. It's
I think, yeah, like it's like how you want to feel. Like if you're going on vacation, I want to feel relaxed and effortless. Right. And like maybe that's what's drawing, like this photo, she looks relaxed. She looks chill.
Yeah,
she looks effortless. Like that's what the draw is. And the pieces play a part. So I think maybe another question to ask is, how do I want to feel in this outfit?
Yeah.
So if all I'm focusing on is like beige pants, white shirt, sneakers, it may not feel right coming together, because maybe the silhouettes that you have aren't, maybe it is too fitted, or so it's not necessarily like, let's recreate this exact color, but how do I recreate this mood?
Yeah.
And this feeling.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Because I found sometimes, like in the past when I used to try to recreate outfits, it was like, you know, black shirt, white top, green pants, black shoes. And it's like, okay, I'll just get all those things that I have, or like I'll go shopping for a pair of green pants because that's what I see in the photo. But really it's this whole conversation is kind of back to the elements of style, right? Like, what are those pieces that evoke that the feeling of the outfit, you know? Yeah,
that's a really good point.
Yeah. So maybe your version comes out as all black because those are the pieces that you have that kind of work it. But yeah. So I think it's kind of like, what's the goal? Like, am I wanting to find a way to style a green pair of pants because I have a green pair of pants in my wardrobe? Or am I finding, or do I want to create like a relaxed chill or chic or structured or polished, whatever the feelings that you want to feel, what's the silhouette that I want to create?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Oh my God.
So many good gems. And I think it's okay. I think there's just something to be said. Like, I guess it's almost like you can go in two directions. Is this a feeling or is this purely aesthetic? And I think it's fine. You can also go purely aesthetic one day too. If you're I like
but
this.
But I think if you do, it's important to like try to picture yourself, or like at least take that outfit and put it in the setting that you know you're going to be in. Because I find myself like being drawn to people in like London street style. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, that's not where I am. So can I still like, if I took this outfit and placed it right here where I am, is it realistic?
That's such a good point.
That
the
also
context.
Allows you to kind of tweak it. Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. So smart. Yeah.
I love that.
Yes. I like that. That's like an easy kind of moment of pause that you can take. Is if I took this outfit and like transported it to my exact situation.
Would I feel overdressed in my setting? Mm-hmm. Or could I, you know, okay, maybe I don't wear those sparkly shoes, then I'll wear like something a little bit more simple. Mm-hmm. Or
I love that.
Yeah.
So that because I think dressing for the... dressing accordingly to the situation, not so much in the sense of like having other people tell you what to wear, but just so that you feel like, okay, this feels appropriate for where I am.
Yeah.
I think it's really important.
Totally.
100%. That's a really, really great point.
Jeff just came in. Should he pop in on the phone?
No.
Unless he wants to.
No.
Jeff, you want to make a cameo?
Okay.
This is just going to make you look so great bringing us coffee. Coffee and a treat! A silly
Thank
little
you,
treat!
You.
A what?
A treat. Like a little bar or something.
Thank you.
I don't know what they have there. They have like macarons.
I sent a photo idea. I guess you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
So this is kind of bar-ish.
Oh, thank you. How's it going?
Good to see you.
Good, nice to
see
you.
So it's this thing.
Oh, it's like a little madeleine. Wow, thank you.
What did you call it?
A madeleine?
That's what it is.
What is that?
It's like a French little cakey pastry. Do you want to try?
No,
you should have.
No,
you have coffee.
I'm going to have a cappuccino.
Okay, you must have. You have to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have our very own coffee run, personal coffee run.
I shouldn't open this yet because it'll make a lot of noise.
So at the end of the day, why doesn't the outfit look the same on me as it does in the photo? I think you don't want it to.
No.
It's not going to. I think that's the reality. Mm. And it's more.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Because you are you and you are good enough. And I think you deserve to feel great in any photo you create, whether it be a recreation or something that you came up with on your own. Yeah. So I think trying to separate ourselves from, you know, the why not to why not?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Like trying to separate ourselves from like, from shopping our way to a look versus feeling our way to a look.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was hot.
Yeah, claiming your style because it's you and not because it's right on someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. So let us know what you think. Do you use Pinterest? How do you use Pinterest? How have you changed your relationship with how you use Pinterest? Because I think the whole key of this conversation was maybe how to be able to do that and see your inspiration differently. So leave us a comment down below. Like, subscribe, share with your friends. And we'll see you next week.
Ciao.
Ciao. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining in our conversation this week. If you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple and leave us a rating and review. It's one of the best ways to support the Sustain This podcast at zero cost to you.
We're also a community-led podcast, so if you have any questions for us, topic requests, or even guests you want to hear from, please send us a DM on Instagram at sustainthis_podcast. We read all of our comments and look forward to hearing from you.
We hope you join us again next Tuesday, where we'll talk about so much more than clothes. Ciao!